brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and the Ultra Electronics Flightline Systems Oracle Engine Monitor.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm reporting from the AOPA Aviation Summit in Tampa, Florida. And I'm talking with Susan Sharp. She's the Program Coordinator for Aeronautical Science at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida. And she's also the advisor for the Women in Aviation chapter there. So we're going to talk a little bit about how women are doing at the school and in the industry as a whole, and what kind of programs they have going on to try to encourage women to enter the aviation field. So Susan, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing at Embry-Riddle?
Hi, Mary. As a program coordinator, part of my job is to get students in the door and keep students in the door. And a lot of it is letting them know that aviation is for women. It's not just for men. And part of the way that we do that is through the Women in Aviation chapter. We also have a 99s chapter. And the thing that we also provide is a lot of sponsorship as far as mentoring. And it's not mentoring as much as faculty members mentoring. That's there also. But it's the upper-level students mentoring the lower-level students and the students coming in the door.
Okay, now as I understand, women are still only about 6 or 7% of the pilot population, but a little higher percentage of professional pilots. Is that true? And you know, how is that going? Is it still growing? And what do you think are the challenges to make that grow even more?
Lots of challenges. We are still a small number. However, when I first joined the faculty in the Aeronautical Science Department, I was the female faculty member of the Aeronautical Science Department. Now there are four of us, so we're growing. And when I first started school a number of years ago, I was usually the only female or one of a few females in classes. Now we still don't have a lot of females in classes, but they're starting to stay in classes. And the biggest one is still the stereotype that aviation is only for men, but more and more women are getting into it and they're finding out that they can be successful.
Now, do you think women have a feeling that if they want this kind of career, say if they want to be an airline pilot, that that's not compatible with also having a family, whereas men don't feel so much pressure to have to make that choice? Are women still being discouraged by those kind of factors, do you think?
We still are being discouraged by those factors, but at the same point, it's no different in aviation than it is in any other field, in that we balance, we juggle, we find time for something that we have a passion, and women are split with two passions. We have a passion for our family, but we also have a passion for aviation. If you don't have a passion for aviation, you're not going to last.
So you have found examples of women who are able to make that balance work, and do you think by explaining that or showcasing those people, does that help the younger women to understand that they don't have to make that choice?
Actually, how about by living it and by other faculty members living it also saying you can have it all, you just have to be a very good time manager and understand and put your priorities first and understand that career is very important and so is family and having a life.
Okay, great. And do you find, are there statistics out there that are showing how this is changing, or is there a trend, or is it pretty much leveled off at a certain percentage?
It has increased a little bit. It's a lot better than it was when I first got in some 10, 20 years ago. At the same point, we see some students, we see a few more females. In the classes that I have right now, I probably have 4 to 5 females in, these are the private classes and the instrument classes. So the numbers are there. I would like to say they're growing exponentially. They're not. They're pretty much leveling out. We have a few more students. But the thing is, in aviation, you're a pilot first and a woman second. You just happen to be a woman, but you're a pilot first.
And how about the male members of the faculty or within the student body? Are they encouraging? Is there a good atmosphere there that welcomes the women, you think, who are making that effort?
Again, you're a pilot first. And so you're looked at as a pilot and, oh yeah, you just happen to be a female and you're a little bit different in that aspect. But once you've proven yourself as a pilot and to understand that you have the same goals, the same dreams as the guys do, you're accepted as one of the group. And your gender really doesn't play a role.
Okay. And how do women in aviation in the 99s play into this?
We try to have a presence on campus. We do have our polo shirts that we wear so that we know that we're available. One of the things that I can toot right now is the Women in Aviation 99s, our chapters work together because a lot of them are the same girls in both groups. And basically, like for homecoming week, which we're in the middle of right now, the girls just put together a spirit sign, and we won second place. And you will appreciate it. Gotham City, it's big city, bright lights, and Gotham City, so we had Superman, of course, being aided by Women in Aviation in 99 by his side to save homecoming.
Okay, well, those kind of things help a lot, I guess, to build community spirit. And, okay, well, is there anything else that you think we should know about or that our AvWeb listeners might be interested in as far as the status of women in aviation today?
Mainly, if you have a dream, if it's in aviation or any field, go for it. If you are willing to make the sacrifices, if you're willing to do the work that's necessary, you can get there. But you have to want it bad enough.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. And we were talking with Susan Sharp from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University and also the Women in Aviation chapter there. Thank you.
Brought to you by the Ultra Electronics Flightline Systems Oracle Engine Monitor and by Lightspeed Aviation.